In days gone by, we would have referred to today as Good Shepherd Sunday. It traditionally falls on this fourth Sunday of Easter season, and the lections for today, the readings for today, reflect that. We don't actually have the Good Shepherd passage from the Gospel of John. You recall that passage. It's one of the great, the seven great I Ams from the Gospel of John. I am the Good Shepherd is what Jesus says. That reading comes in year B, and we are in year C of our three-year cycle of lectionary readings. But what we read from the gospel today immediately follows that Good Shepherd reference. Of course, there is a passage we read on Good Shepherd Sunday every year. In some ways, it speaks to us of the shepherd even more than the passage from John. It's the 23rd Psalm, one of the most familiar passages of the whole Bible. It's perhaps best known to us still in the old authorized version from the King James Bible. The King James Bible is called the authorized version because it was commissioned, in fact, by James I in the early 17th century. Before that, I believe it was actually illegal to own or translate a Bible into English. And I think there was quite a bit of risk involved in having a Bible in English. But after a long period of struggle in the Reformation in the 16th century, James I saw the light and actually commissioned an English translation of the Bible, which is called the King James Bible because of that. And it is still very much with us today. It's a very highly regarded translation. And in fact, our current version, the New Revised Standard Version, is a new translation of the Bible using the same procedures as the King James Bible, the same translation, very literal translation procedures as the King James Bible, but in more contemporary English and with up-to-date scholarship. Because, of course, a great deal has happened in biblical scholarship since the early 17th century. So that's why the King James Bible is called the Authorized Version. And the 23rd Psalm from that translation is highly resonant for us. That's the version most people know, I think. Somehow the cadences of that Jacobean English from the early 17th century have a hold on us still. That earliest authorized translation of the Hebrew into English, the King James Bible, being surely today among the greatest achievements of the Anglican Church. There's no doubt in my mind that that is true. The King James Bible is used everywhere. In my time in seminary, it was still consulted at every turn by the very best biblical scholars. And because we love it so much, and the psalm is short, in a moment, I'll read it in that version. A familiar interpretation of the psalm is that it is written in the voice of a sheep, a yearling lamb, perhaps, an unblemished yearling lamb coming in from the hillsides around Jerusalem to be offered for sacrifice in the temple. Because that is what is required in the book of Leviticus, an unblemished yearling lamb. Because we hear it so often read at funerals and memorial services, we have a tendency to think that the 23rd Psalm is sad or somber. It is anything but that. As we'll hear in a moment, it is one of the most uplifting and confident statements of faith in the whole Bible. Here it is then in the King James Version. If you know it by heart, you can say it along with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So familiar to so many of us. Six verses of utter simplicity, beautiful in their confidence and trust in the Lord, as I've said. And I'd like to look at each verse individually, with the brief disclaimer that what I'm offering is reflection. I don't pretend to offer learned commentary on the Hebrew poetry. Hebrew poetry is very much unlike the poetic traditions of the English language. It is a wonderful tradition of poetry. It's completely unlike. And if you'd like to find commentary on that, which I really think is worth doing, you can do that in a highly accessible form. Just go to youtube.com and search Psalm 23, and you'll find a number of learned rabbis offering wonderfully interesting and informed analysis. And I highly recommend that. So here then, some simple reflections. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This opening into trust in God as the one who cares for us and provides for all our needs places us in a different state spiritually. The practicing of that trust in God's desire to care for us and to provide for us, that changes us. We are no longer driven by want or lack or desire. When we find ourselves driven by want or lack or desire, we can return to that practice of trust and faith in God's providing. We no longer need to push or cling. This means everything for us spiritually, even neurologically. Scarcity is no longer a factor in our motivation. We have nothing to defend. We can open into sharing, being part of a flock, a lamb among lambs. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Imagine that. Someone strong and caring has you lie down in green pastures. It's cool, comfortable, surrounded by the perfect food. You're perfectly safe and cared for. It's kind of like the ultimate spa day or something. Except it's simpler than that, less decadent, more grounded, full of health and wholeness and plenty. Still water is nearby. I always think that being near water does something to us, for us. Perhaps it's because our bodies are mostly made up of water. We pick up the vibes from it, the wave action or something. In the summertime, I always look for those early mornings or evenings when the ocean is perfectly still, glassy calm. I try to be out on the water then, or at least near it. It's so soothing or comforting, so comforting. It's one of those times when our spirits can fully open into trust. Very much like the first verse of the psalm. I just find if I'm agitated or troubled, being near that still water will really calm me down. In this case, in the psalm, it's likely fresh water as well. So the lambs can drink from it, surrounded by perfect pasture and a source of life-giving, cool, still water. So cool, so refreshing, so much needed to replenish everything about us. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for him. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's something we all need, to have our souls restored. Things happen that agitate us, that tear the fabric of us a bit. Losses, difficulties, fears, conflicts, challenges, shortages, sorrows of every kind. But the Lord restores us if we truly turn to him. He restores our souls with green pastures and still waters. He leads us in paths of righteousness. We don't have to worry about screwing up when we're with him. He forgives us. He doesn't judge us. He guides us, leads us. We don't have to worry about where to go. If we trust him, he will guide us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The yearling lamb walking through the sheep gate. It's believed by many that whenever Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem, he entered through the sheep gate. Walking through the sheep gate into the city of Jerusalem, the yearling lamb walking toward the temple for sacrifice is most definitely walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But the thing is, we all walk through that valley eventually. Some of us would say that if the truth be told, we all walk through it every day. Some would say we walk through it every moment. But if we are with God, we have no evil to fear. We know and we trust that love is our destination, that love is where we are going, that love conquers all. He comforts us, and everything about him comforts us, even the fearsome parts, the parts that may seem threatening, his rod and his staff. But they comfort us, they protect us. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This verse is so poignant, so personal. Even when we are around people who don't support us, who may even try to undermine us or even harm us, even there, God is feeding and protecting and healing us. He sets a table before us, even with those people, anoints our head with healing oil, the same oil with which Christ is anointed, sets a running over cup before us, even there. Such is his goodness and grace. If only we can learn to see. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some commentators refer to goodness and mercy as two trusty sheepdogs helping the shepherd. Whether dogs were used in Middle Eastern shepherding hundreds of years before Christ, I can't say. I can't say if that's literally true. But it's still helpful to think of them this way. The qualities of goodness and mercy keep us on the path. with the flock. If we go where we should and do what is best for us, we won't have any trouble. We won't get lost. Goodness means doing our best, answering our call. And mercy means giving others a break for doing theirs. But if we lose sight of that, these two will pull us up sharply. It is poignant to see that for the Lamb, all the days of his life is probably not many more. Perhaps even just today, depending on how many sacrifices are needed in the temple. But one thing is certain. Like us, the Lamb is not going back the way she came. He'll stay there in the house of the Lord forever. The same is true for us, for he is both our journey and our destination.